From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will withdraw from the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement on his first day in office. In a video posted on YouTube Monday, Trump said the TTP is a potential disaster for the United States. He said he would instead negotiate what he called fair bilateral trade deals.
Creating many millions of high-paying jobs. That's what we want. That's what we've been waiting for.
Trump also had lunch with editors and reporters from the New York Times, whose articles he has often criticized. He repudiated the white supremacist or alt-right movement that has expressed some support for him. On another topic, Trump indicated that he is not inclined to pursue investigations of Democrat Hillary Clinton's improper use of a private email server while Secretary of State. South Korean prosecutors investigating the presidential scandal in South Korea staged raids Wednesday on the Samsung company and the National Pension Service. They were looking into alleged links between those firms and Cho Soon-sil, the President Park Geun-hye's friend and aide who has been indicted in an influence-peddling scandal. The Colombian government and the country's largest rebel group, the FARC, are set to sign a renegotiated peace agreement Thursday. The revised document will be signed in Bogota. An Iranian official says more than 1,000 of his country's soldiers have been killed in Syria since Iran decided to back the government of President Bashar al-Assad in the civil war. Iran has been fighting in Syria since early in the conflict, but the number of Iranian soldiers killed has risen sharply in the last 4 months. This is VOA News.